Jenny, the Bureau of Land Management and Burning Man officials haven't exactly been seeing eye to eye this year. Can you explain where the trouble first began?
Yeah. So just as background, the BLM is the permitting agency. So every year they issue a permit to Burning Man, and every year they submit, you know, just some requests they want for each year to make it better than last. So the trouble first began in May when the BLM requested that Burning Man pay for more than $1 million in both a BLM headquarters and a quote-unquote VIP compound. Some of BLM is saying that that's a misnomer to call it a VIP compound. But basically, this compound would accommodate about 24 high-up officials from BLM, so probably DC people. They would only be there for a day or two, but they would have washers and dryers, air conditioning, flushing toilets, and it's just kind of unclear what exactly they'll be doing out on the playa to ensure that there's greater safety and security.
These were items that had not been requested in previous Burning Mans, correct?
Right. I mean, you're out on the playa in the middle of the Black Rock Desert, so it's pretty hard to execute some of the things they were asking for, according to Burning Man.
And what were some of the Bureau of Land Management's safety concerns about last year's festival?
Some of them were sanitation. There was stuff out on the playa that shouldn't have been there. There was also, as a lot of people know, there was a fatality last year. A woman lost her life after falling off an art car. So I think that BLM is kind of probably trying to make sure that this year is better. Burning Man responded and said, you know, a lot of these things are stuff that we work on together.
And where do things stand right now as far as getting a permit?
Right now, there is no permit for Burning Man, which is not a huge shock. It doesn't usually get issued until early August. It will happen, but I think we don't know yet what's in that permit.
Does it appear that the holdup is related to this spat that they're having?
It's hard for me to say. They're both being kind of closed about the negotiations. I imagine that, you know, they should be wrapping up negotiations at this point if they're going to get the permit anytime soon.
Tell us a little bit about Burning Man this year. Will there be anything different about the way the festival operates?
There's going to be a lot of changes out at Burning Man this year. Some of the bigger ones that are, you know, more logistical are there's going to be a new medical provider, which had, you know, some Nevadans upset because it's not Humboldt General Hospital anymore. It's an out-of-state provider. And then there's now going to be an EDM or electronic dance music area outside of kind of the main city, I guess, where you can have EDM parties out there for an extended amount of time. And that's kind of a result of there's been some noise complaints in years past. Also, on Monday, they decided to release a new drones policy. Drones for hobbyists won't be allowed anymore. You're going to have one of four purposes to fly a drone out there. And there's only going to be 30 approved versus 200.
So I'm curious what it's like being the Burning Man beat reporter. What's your day-to-day like, and what are your preparations leading up to Burning Man?
Well, it's funny because when I tell people I cover Burning Man, you know, they're like, oh, well, what do you do for the rest of the year? And it truly has been nonstop in terms of the news and the stories. So I do try to balance it between some of the stuff that burners just want to know about this important event that happens every year, but then also, you know, what burners are doing the rest of the year.
Thanks, Jenny, for joining me today, and good luck at Burning Man.
Yeah, thank you.